glory to God.
Ain't you glad tonight? You ain't your hope?
Yeah.
Bible said if in this life only we have hope, we live all men most miserable.
Yes.
I'm so glad the anchor holds.
Thank God.
Through storms, through troubles, through trials, through tribulation. Amen. Romans 8 talks about what shall separate us from the love of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Persecution, famine, sword, any of these things. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, yes, our Lord. Amen. I tell you, if you got God, you got everything you need tonight. Thank you, Brother Jason. Amen. I tell you, it's good to be here tonight, and I just want to read some scripture from the book of Psalms, if the Lord will help us tonight. Psalms chapter 84, amen, verse 10 tells us, amen, Psalms 84 and 10 says, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand.
Yes.
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
Yeah.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield, and the Lord will give us grace and glory. No good thing will withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Amen. Father, we ask you for your touch tonight. Lord, your grace and your mercy,
yes,
your spirit, your anointing tonight. Lord, you touch us. Lord, just be us around this altar here at the Wild. God, we pray your power will be present in this house. God, help us in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, if you would just consider just for a moment tonight that you only had one day to live.
One day.
Amen. What would that one day be? There's a lot of people, Brother Jason, they find out in life that they're going to pass soon.
Yep.
And Brother Tommy, they make a bucket list. They take a list and some of them say, well, I want to go somewhere that I've never been.
Yep.
Some say, I'd like to bungee jump. Some say, I'd like to skydive. I would go and visit a relative or a friend, or maybe eat a food that I've never eaten before, or maybe just do something, amen, that I've just not got to do in life. Amen. I wonder tonight, if you just had one day to live, how would you spend that one day? Amen. Would you spend it doing something that you've always wanted to do but never got the chance? Or maybe you would choose to spend it with family or friend. Maybe you just want to spend one day fulfilling some kind of fantasy, or perhaps it would be spent as every other day of your life. Amen. But in this verse here, David seems, amen, to be considered a thought that comes to conclusion that one day spent serving God is better than a thousand days spent anywhere else. Amen. It seems to me that David's saying, if I had only one day to live, amen, I'd just spend it serving the Lord. If I had one day to live, how would I spend it? Amen. I tell you, I believe I'd want to spend it serving God. How about you? I'd want to spend it living for Him. Amen. But David talks about his decision and reason why he feels this way. Amen. One thing that David had was a desire to be in the house of God. Amen. He had a desire to be. But he said, I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Amen. I believe David wanted to live there, and I believe David wanted to die there. Don't you? Amen. He wanted to dwell in the house of God. That ought to be our number one desire. Amen. Is to get to God's house. There's nowhere else I want to be other than the house of God. David said one thing, and I desire to the Lord, amen, that I'll seek after, that I dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His holy temple. I believe David had a desire, amen, to be in the house of God, to stay right where God was at. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy, David would say, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house house of the Lord forever. Praise God. Oh, come on now. He just penned some words. Let's look in Psalms here. 63. David just knew something about the house of God. Amen. He said, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I've seen thee in the sanctuary, if I had only one day to live, how would I live that life? Amen. In my place of service, David says, amen, he'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than enjoy all the wealth and luxury of evil. Amen. David said, he'd rather be found serving the Lord than serving the devil.
Yes.
Amen. Oh my,
yes, God.
If you have one day to live, perhaps you go to the doctor and they look at you, and one day you're a good picture of health, but the next day something comes down your body and something overtakes you, your organs, amen, and the doctor says, amen, we can't do nothing for you, sir or ma'am, you're about to pass over. Amen. You got one day to live. What are you going to do with that one day? You'll not beg, you'll not steal, and you'll not borrow. Amen. That one day, that one time, that one opportunity. If I had one day, brother, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd serve God just like I am right now. If I had one day, I wouldn't want to get out and do the things of this world. I wouldn't want to get out and pursue your pleasure and treasure. Amen. Try to accumulate. I want to be in the house of God, serving Him in the beauty of holiness. Praise God. I'm telling you, there's nothing like the house of my God. Amen. That's where I get my peace. That's where I get my healing. That's where I get help, in the house of God.
Yes. Yes.
The greatest thing a man can say is that he's being faithful to what God has called him to do. Amen. If I had one day to live, I want to be in a place of service doing what God's called me to do.
Right.
Amen. Note here, look at this. Brother Tommy David said, I just want to be in the door.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I want to look in every now and then and see the Lord working.
Man.
Amen. David, amen, knew. We went to school with a young girl, and she had leukemia. She didn't have it at first. She went to church. She was a good church-going girl. She lived the standard, Brother Tommy. Amen. But I want you to know that girl, she got diagnosed with leukemia. I seen her pray at school. I seen her take her Bible to school. But as that sickness got a hold of her, she began to deteriorate. And not only did her faith begin to weaken, amen, but she began to compromise some things that one time she was stood against. Amen. And I'm telling you, she got a hold of a rock group. Amen. I thought, Lord, I don't want to die that way.
No.
I don't want to die that way. Amen. Sick enough. Amen. But not sick enough not to go to a concert. And some of her friends said, we're just going to take her there. That's her desire, is to go on. Amen. To somewhere only amusement. I thought, no, I don't want to die that way. I don't want to die that way. How are you going to die? Amen. You're going to die in the Lord. How are you going to die? Amen. You're going to die serving Him. Or you're going to die begging. Amen. Lord, give me another day with my Maker.
Lord.
Who was that? Queen Elizabeth? One of them? Amen. As she was dying, she had all the jeweled robes she needed.
Right.
All the riches she needed. But her last pleading breath was, give me one more day with my Maker. Give me one more day. Amen. I'm telling you, no matter what she accumulated, no matter what she accomplished in life, it could not extend her life another day. The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Amen. I'm telling you, we're here today and we're gone tomorrow. James said, what's your life? It's as a vapor. It appears for a little time, then it banks up away. I tell you, if you have one more day, what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Lord, ask the Lord.
Amen. We're not promised of tomorrow.
No, we're not.
We're not promised for the next few minutes. But a day in the courts is better than 1,000.
Yes.
Rather be a doorkeeper and have some of God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory and no good thing withhold to them that walk uprightly.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I could see here, as David said, I want to be a doorkeeper in the house of my God.
Doorkeeper.
He seems to have a sense of devotion to God.
Yeah.
David's saying he wants to be found his place, surrender to the perfect will of God for his life. He wants to die on the battlefield, faithfully serving the Lord who sought him and bought him, oh, out of sin and destruction. If I had one day to live, amen, David said, I want to live it still surrendered to the Lord's will of my life. There's no higher calling than simply being right where God wants you to be. There's nothing else. Amen. Some people, they're going to continue on drinking, smoking, amen, chewing and cussing, amen, dancing and fornicating and switching partners and sinning. They're going to continue on. Amen. They ain't going to face them one bit. You would think, brother, amen, that some things in life, I've talked to people, I've went into hospitals where they knew they only had a little bit of time and you couldn't get them to pray for nothing.
Come on now.
Their heart was hardened.
Yeah.
They was deceived.
Hard heart.
Some was deceived thinking, I'll be okay.
I'll be okay,
Jesus.
I'll make it another day. Amen.
Oh God.
Brother Larry that goes to our church, he was a drug addict. His brother, younger brother in his 20s, done so much drugs in his body, it affected his heart. His name was Eli. Grew up with them. They lived right down the road from me. Eli had been in the hospital a couple different times. The doctors told him, said, if you go back to those drugs, they're going to kill you.
That's awesome, yeah.
He needed deliverance. He couldn't keep off from it. And I went to UK hospital. This has just been a few years ago, too, now. I ain't talking about a 30, 40-year-old story here. A few years ago, he was laying in that hospital. And I don't push nobody. I just present it and that's it. But listen, there was an urgency that day. I said, Eli, have you made things right with God? No, but I want to. I said, son, you need to. I said, you think about your life. I said, you're here today, but you could be gone tomorrow. He said, yeah. And I said, you don't want to go to hell, do you? He said, no, I don't want to go to hell. And I began to talk to him. And I began to talk to him about hell. Sometimes you got to, brother.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want to die. I don't want to die lost. Will you pray with me? And right then and there in that hospital, amen, we praying through to old time salvation.
Yes, God.
Oh, God. He lived a couple of months after that. But let me tell you, his brother Larry, he didn't want to live. He was in such bad shape. He took a needle, put it in his arm, it broke off. He had contemplated suicide. He was wrapped in drugs. But I remember they had a gravesite funeral for his brother. And I saw Larry there. And I said, Larry, Eli made things right. He said, yeah. And I said, son, when you get straightened up, I want you to come to church. And I want you to come and be with us. He said, I will. And he don't just lie. He don't just say things just to blow you off. Amen. He really meant it. And guess what? It was not a week or two later he came. He came to church. And he came high a couple of times. Passed out in the front seat a couple of times. I'm telling you, he was down to nothing. He had nothing. He lived under bridges. He lived under trees. Amen. He had nothing. But let me tell you, one Sunday afternoon service, service, I preached on this same message, but I preached on the value of a soul and how precious you are. And no matter where you came from, no matter what you did, God loves you. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And let me tell you, Larry, he got up from that pew and he got down to the altar and God saved him. Amen. Now I'm talking about a man who's been wrapped up in things. Amen. He had some court dates. Amen. But guess what? Larry got to go to jail. Amen. And he got dried out. Amen. He called me from the jail and he says, I'm going to get on Sunday. I said, yeah, we'll see about that. Who gets out on Sunday? Who gets out on Sunday, you know? But guess what? Larry got out on Sunday. He said, when I get out on Sunday, he said, won't you baptize me? So I went down the creek and I looked for a good spot and I found a good old spot. Amen, good old water hole. And amen, we was having church and it come a golly washing. I'm not talking about a Pentecostal service. I'm talking about his rain and cats and dogs on the outside.
Yeah.
Amen. And the creeks got up. They got muddy. But Larry wanted to get baptized. And others wanted to get baptized. We had about five others that had been saved and hadn't been baptized. Amen. I said, boys, yeah, I'll baptize you. It don't matter to me. Amen. We'll get right on the edge of this creek. Amen. We'll baptize you. And I said, we have to once you'll swim out there and get you. Amen. But let me tell you, they didn't sink and they didn't float away. Amen. But they got baptized. Praise God. I'm telling you, he's a good member of the church. Good, faithful prayer warrior. He comes every Tuesday night for prayer meeting. I'm telling you, God genuinely saved him. His family said he's a different man before he got saved, or when he got saved, and it's betting how long he'd be in. But I'm telling you, God, amen, can save from the guttermost to the uttermost. God can save, he can heal, he can deliver. There's nothing but too hard for my God. I'm telling you, I had a cousin. He got saved, Brother Tommy, before I did. I got saved by the 18th. But 1993. Darren got saved a couple years before that. Amen. I'd laugh at him.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'd sing gospel songs. He wasn't ashamed. He had a speech problem. He couldn't speak very well. In grade school, I had to be his interpreter a lot of times. They said, what's his name? What's your name, young man? He said, Darren Nail. Darren Nail. I said, Darren Cannell. He said, Darren Nail. And we grew up together. We went to an old church together. But Darren got saved in junior high. And, you know, he got saved a couple years. Like I said, he'd sing these God on the Mountain, you know, all these Cooks and McCain songs and
yeah,
all that, all them songs. He wasn't ashamed. They'd have him singing, and he'd sing, and he could pretty hold a pretty good tune. Amen. But you know, Darren, he served the Lord for a good while. He was brought up in an alcoholic home, beaten, I mean treated bad. When we get into church, I know one night in particular, we got home late, and I let him out, and I was standing there. I was sitting there in the car. Darren's window was up, and I watched his dad beat him. Amen. I watched him beat him, smack him, and hit him, and cuss him, because he'd come in late. I thought, he ain't out doing what you done. Amen. Oh, but listen, I'm telling you, he was a bad diabetic, and sugar got a hold of his eyes and got a hold of his kidneys. Amen, but that ain't the worst part. Amen, he backslid, and he moved in with the girl, amen, that he knew was wrong to do, living like that. Oh, my, and he got down sick. He lost his mom, he lost his dad, and he got sick. Amen, he was in now the hospital. He wouldn't take care of himself. Sugar was destroying his body. But I can remember, I thought the Lord sent me up there one day, up there in Portsmouth Hospital, or maybe where he's at, and I felt like going that day, and I said, Darren, I come here to talk to you. I don't got to preach to you. You already know what to do. You know how to live. You know what God requires. Amen. I asked him, I said, I talked to him a little bit. I said, is there anything I can do for you? Can I get you something to eat? Can I get you a pop of water? And he anything. He said, no, I want you to pray with me.
Yes. Woo. Yes, God.
I told him, Brother Jason, they didn't give him up.
Come on.
They didn't give him up. But I said to Aaron, before he even asked me to pray with him, I said, Darren, think about your soul. That episode you had 2 days ago when they had to bring you back. You're fine now. Everything looks good. I said, but it could go wrong in a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I said, what about your soul? Before I left that place, I didn't push prayer. I didn't feel like it. He said, will you pray with me? I said, yeah. And I prayed. And I prayed. I thought I prayed enough. You know, I prayed. And he kept right on praying. He kept right on praying.
Holy God.
Tears streaming down his eyes. Oh, God. Oh, the Lord knew he had one more day to live. We were born. He was born the 13th of November. I was born the 25th of November. Same year. And the next day, he took a turn for the worse. Listen. They sent him. They done a surgery on him. And he died. He died. I'm asking you right now. You don't got to be old to die.
No.
You don't have to have cancer in your body to die.
No.
Amen. I tell you, there's accidents. People die all the time. Absolutely. They don't even know what went on with them. But I'm asking you right now. If you had one more day to live, how would you live it? Amen. David's telling that by his decision here, he believes the Lord's better. Amen. I tell you, the Lord is still great, ain't he? Amen. Nothing's more satisfying than serving the Lord and knowing that you're in his will. Amen. If I had one more day to live, I still want to be found living for God.
Amen.
How about you?
Glory
to be in his presence. Amen. To be in his presence. I don't want to be in hell crying out, God, have mercy, sin. But Lord, just give me a drop of water that I may cool my tongue. I'm tormented in this flame. Amen. I'll tell you, one of the greatest prayer meetings right now going on is in hell. But it's too late. Once you're in hell, there's no fire escape. There's no preacher going to get you out of there with not a drop of water. The worm died not. The fire's not quenched. There's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Outer darkness. I'm telling you, the smoke of their torment is descending up forever and ever. Hell is hot, but heaven's sweet. Amen. And I'm telling you, you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go to that place. Amen. Prepared for the devil and his angels. Listen, I'm telling you, choose to serve God. Amen. I'm telling you, we ought to serve him while we're young. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not nigh upon thee. But if you're young, middle-aged, or old, it don't matter. Amen. Long as you call on God, long as you surrender to the will of God, you don't want to die lost.
No.
You don't want to go to hell. The Lord is a shield. He'll give us grace and glory. No good thing will he hold.
No good thing.
Oh, some people think this Christian life is holding out on them.
Come on.
That I can't do all the things I want to. Listen, it ain't what you can't do, it's what you can do.
Right.
I can't live it, I can't do it, I can't make it. That's a lie from the pits of hell.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've seen people get saved and they say, I don't know why I didn't get saved earlier.
Right.
Several years ago, my uncle came down with cancer. He was saved. And we wanted to visit him. And a bunch of churches wanted to visit him. And the only thing we thought of was, how are we going to get in his little trailer? So I said, Darryl, he lived up above my mom. I said, how about us using your garage? We'll put you in a recliner. You can just sit back. We'll pray for you. We had such a move of God there. Some of them asked, would you come back for revival? I said, that's up to Darryl. I said, I'll pray about it. I said, whatever Darryl feels. And he called me up about a week ago. He said, I'm doing pretty good. He said, Well, why don't you just come up and preach an hour or two? I said, all right, we'll take it night to night. Amen. Brother Tommy, little did I know God was in the arrangements of it.
Yes.
Amen. We had big crowds. We had sitters. We had raised the doors and windows and chairs out everywhere. And the first night, had a couple saved. Conviction filled that place. Young people would sit and cry as I was preaching, sometimes 10 minutes into the message. They were from all different, they come from different backgrounds, different denominations. They was Free Will Baptist, Christian Holiness, Pilgrim Holiness. There was no holiness, non-holiness in everything.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what I mean? But I preached, and I preached Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I preached Him crucified. And I preached heaven and hell. And I preached the blood. Amen. And I'm telling you, what some of my church didn't want to come over. I said, y'all go on the old path. I said, you all pray for me. It's on a Sunday night. I said, pray hard. That night I preached, and I preached, amen, salvation message, and I gave an altar call, and all of a sudden it was like the floodgates opened up. Seven people jumped up and ran, literally ran to the altar, pushed the altar over. I had to hold the altar up. Even sinners crying out for mercy, and God saved them. But I had an aunt there. I had an aunt that I really, really reached out to. My mom's sister, Tina. Tina would come every night. She'd sit on the back pew. And I'd see her, Brother Jason, she'd be there in that back pew. She'd be a little heavy down there. And her hand would grip the back of the seat. She'd shake under conviction. And I just never felt like trying to pull her up, persuade her, just other than preach. But one time I said, Tina, why don't you pray? I need to. Tina got diagnosed with cancer. She had lung cancer. And they said, we're going to have to operate. She called me on a Friday morning, and she said, Daniel, I want you to baptize me.
Yeah.
Now, she knew about salvation. She knew water baptism didn't save her. I said, Tina, when did you get saved? She said, this morning.
Praise the God. Praise
you. I said, can you wait till afternoon so I can get some people together when they get off work? She said, yeah. So guess what? Hey, man, we found a whole water there behind her house. And we took her down and we baptized her in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, she'd already lost weight. Amen. They had to hold her skirt up on her. I'm telling you. And we go and pray with Tina. She said, he just told me, the good Lord told me everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had faith. We pray, and God touched her many times, but she had everything right. She took a look at her husband and said, Doug, won't you pray? Pray with us. Pray with us. Oh, there's peace tonight.
Yes.
There's peace tonight in serving the Lord.
Yes.
There's no rest to the wicked.
No.
There's no rest.
Wow.
It's like a troubled sea. There's no peace.
No peace.
But the only real peace we have is in Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my. He'll protect us. He's called a shield. He provides protection for His people. Amen. David tells us we're protected. The angels of the Lord are camping around about them that fear Him. He's above us to give us what we need. He's all around us to protect us as we journey this old road. Thank God that we're kept by His power.
Yes.
Amen. Now David tells us the Lord's going to give us grace and glory. There's saving grace.
Right.
And there's dying grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. My grandpa passed away, the first one I was ever around that died, just in the presence of the one that died. He was a Christian for years. He was the first one to ever take me to church at 4 years old at Nolan Pentecostal Church of God. And grandpa got struck down with cancer. Me and my sister, my mom, and my cousin, my aunts, and some of grandpa's brother was there. And we watched him draw his last breath. I watched Grandpa raise his hand up and take a hold of something that was unseen on this side. I saw a big old smile come across his face. He laid his hand down and he died. That man died with the peace of God in his heart. He died with heaven on his mind. Oh, he didn't die. Give me one more day. He didn't die screaming, oh, get me out of these flames, for I'm tormented in these flames. But he died. Amen to the Lord. Oh, my. I'm asking, what's on your bucket list? What will you do? How will you live? Amen. I'm telling you, you're serving the Lord. Just keep on serving him. It ain't going to be long. We're going to be out of this old world. It's going to be goodbye world. Goodbye world. And hello, Jesus. It's going to be see you later. Farewell. I'm headed to the other side. One more day to live.
One more day.
Yes, Lord.
That's right. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Methuselah was the oldest man on the face of the earth. And some people feel like they're like him. Amen. I ain't going to die. But the truth is, you are. You are. Either the Lord's going to come and rapture the church out of here, or we're going to go by the way of grace. Come on now. Amen. I'm talking about true, genuine happiness and peace is only in Jesus Christ by placing your trust and your faith in him. Amen. I'm telling you, God can give you peace that passeth all understanding. You may not understand things. You may be hurt in life. Amen. I'm telling you, somebody said, I've been hurt in church. Hey, we all, come on now. Amen. Somebody said, Jesus was hurt by the church, but he still comes anyhow.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Amen. Woo.
Amen. We got all kinds of excuses.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, Lord.
If you knew tomorrow would be your last day upon this earth, how would you spend it?
How would you spend it?
Amen. He helps us all to decide. You better spend it with me.
Yeah.
You see, one day, a lot can happen. In one day, Job lost it all. 7 sons and 3 daughters. 7,000 sheep. Amen. 3,000 camels. 500 yoke of oxen. 500 donkeys. On top of this, amen, he was afflicted. But come on now. I tell you, he lost his sons and daughters. The Bible said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth.
Yes.
David said in Psalms 89 and 46, remember how short my time is.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Psalms 144 and 4, man is like to vanity, his days. Or as a shadow that passeth away. How will you die? The rich man died. He said this. He said, I'm going to tear down my barns and build greater. He had plans for tomorrow. But God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. See, his lands brought forth plenty. He looked like he was going to prosper. The thief on the cross said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Yes.
Amen. How will you die? How will you die?
Glory, glory.
Oh, my.
Yes, Lord.
That rich man fared sumptuously every day, had the best, but he died. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, been in torment. I've been reading about hell lately, Brother Jason. It's a place I don't want to be. It's a place I don't want to go. I studied for several hours just a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, Brother Tommy, on hell. It was enough to say, Daniel, don't want to be there. Come on now, you don't want to be there. You don't want to go to that awful place called hell. Amen. How will you die? One day you was poor. One day you was hungry. But Jesus came and he fed you. Amen. Some of y'all was laid up in hospitals, but look at you today. You're sitting in the house of God. Some of you all was sitting in places doing things you shouldn't have been doing. But somewhere the grace of God found you. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed you. And the forgiveness of God came upon you. I'm telling you, all sin and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Amen. I'm telling you, we were all born in sin. Amen. The Bible, old David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. And we were shapen in iniquity. Amen. We all had to be saved. None righteous. Had to come to an old-fashioned altar myself, Brother Jason. I knew I was going to hell at 11 years old. I laid there and I'd cry sometimes at night and I'd say, God, don't let me die lost. I don't want to go to hell. 11 years old, 12 years old, I still knew I was on my way to hell. I prayed. You can pray, still go to hell. You can do good deeds and still go to hell.
Yes, God.
Man thinks he's good enough for heaven. If he's good enough for heaven, Jesus wouldn't have had to die for you.
That's right.
I'm affiliated with the church. It don't matter if you write your name on every church book. I'm telling you, it's just like writing your name on a barn door. It ain't going to get you there. Amen. You can shake every preacher's hand. You can have them come by and pray for you every now and then. But until you get a personal experience with God. Surrendering out, surrendering to God. The old timers taught praying through.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Praying through.
Yes, God.
You weep. Godly sorrow works repentance. The sorrow of this world worketh death. You weep your way through. You cry your way through. You accept it by faith. I'll tell you, the Lord can save, can't he?
Yes.
You hear me tonight? I said, the Lord, his hand did not shorten it. It cannot save.
Right.
Neither is his ear heavy. The Lord's got mercy tonight. Come on now. He's got love. He's got mercy.
Yeah.
You may face him today as a Savior, but tomorrow you may face him as a judge.
That's right.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Your life is just here for a little while. Behold, it demands of your God to keep his commandments. You say, preacher, I've wasted my life. I've wasted years. Right now is your chance and your opportunity to make amends. I'm not talking about turn over a new leaf. I'm not talking about a New Year's resolution. I'm talking about a change like you've never had before.
Yes.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. If you're lost tonight, you know you are. That's what this altar's for. If you're lost tonight, that's what these saints are for. Because they'll get around you and pray you through to old time salvation. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I've dealt with a lot of people over the years. A lot of excuses, a lot of things, but they're excuses. They went through forms and formulas, and it didn't work. But I'm going to tell you, this good old cross still saves from sin. Still cleanses.
Yes.
Still justifies.
Yes, God.
Still makes right.
Hallelujah.
It makes holy. It can take a heart that's steeped in sin, a black, dirty heart, wash it in red blood, and make it white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus still cleanses.
Yeah.
I pray, Lord, don't let me die. I don't want to go to hell. But finally, Finally, at 14 years old, May the 18th of 1993, I made my way from the back of the church to the front. And I fell down at an old-fashioned altar.
Yes.
And I fell down a sinner. And I come up a saint.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's simple.
Yeah.
It's simple as ABC. Admit that you're a sinner, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, confess your sins, and deliverance will come. Eternal life will come. Forgiveness will come. Goodness will come. Healing will come.
Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you. God is reaching in this service tonight.
Yes, He is.
God is reaching down. That song says He reached way below the bottom. It don't matter where you're at. Don't matter what you've done. All manner of sin and blaspheming shall be forgiven unto men. God sees it. God knows. You've been praying, but you've not prayed through.
Come on, your way, Lord.
Come on now.
Yes, God.
Come on. Now's your chance.
Now's the time.
Now's your opportunity.
Right now.
Right now it is.
Yes. Come on.
Today. Today is the day.
Yes.
Right now. Right now is acceptable time. Not another week, not another year, not another decade, but right now.
Right now.
Yes, God.
He stretching forth His hand. They come and get a song right now. God is stretching His hand right now as we preach. All day long have I stretched forth my hands to disobedient and gainsaying people. His mercy is here.
Yes, Lord.
His love is here. His grace is here. How about it? How about it? Now I'm telling you, when I had that garage meeting and I had one man just got out of prison. He just got straight out of prison, came that night and got saved.
Wow.
21 people in a week and 3 days revival got saved. Young people, people I went to school with, family members got saved. You know how they got saved? By surrendering. They knew they were lost. You got to get somebody to where they know they're lost, Brother Jason, before they ever be saved. If you know that, and you know you're lost, then I'm asking you right now, won't you come up here at this altar? Won't you pray? Won't you get saved? The church, I guarantee you, this church will love you, support you, back you, take you in, and pray for you, and fast, and whatever it takes, they're going to teach you the truth. Let's all stand right now. Say to God, pray. Spirit of the living God right now. In the name of Jesus. As they say, someone like to pray to
it's not
of Jesus. He's going to change your life. It's not too late. Would you come? Saved, but there's people right now sitting in this house. Listen, you're saying another day, another time, just a more convenient season. This is the most convenient time we've ever had right now, folks.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Right now.
Yes.
Right now. Get in while they're getting into it. Get in while there's time. You may not have tomorrow. You may not have tonight.
Right.
You may not even make it out these doors. You're taking a chance with your life. It's not too late right now. Tomorrow maybe. Come on, I'm telling you, I feel the Lord here. I feel the Lord dealing.
Yes.
With hearts. Lives. As they sing again.
It's not too late.
This is after my grandfather passed away. His sister, her name was Betty. I was in the room with her, me and my cousin was, and I said, she was in a coma. And we prayed, and I said, Betty, I said, I know you know about the Lord. I know you know about salvation. I said, if you're ready to go, would you squeeze my hand?
Yes.
She squeezed my hand about 5 or 6 times.
Thank you.
All of a sudden, she coded the monitor. Amanda said, get ready. They're going to push us out of the room. Said, she's leaving this world. I said, we know. We know she was ready. We know she was ready. Oh, my. She let us know. Come on.
Yes, God.
You don't want to leave your family wondering.
No.
I wonder if they made it or not. Oh, you can leave with assurance here tonight.
Yes.
You can let your family know. Oh, that you're ready to go. That your blood bought, washed in the blood of the Lamb. You can leave with assurance and confidence. Amen. That you made things right with your Maker. Prepare to meet thy God.
Yes, God.
Prepare. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. I'm telling you, there's an hour we're in. Amen. When men and women are dying lost, Brother Tony.
They are. Yes, Lord.
They're dying.
Holy, holy, holy.
Young, old people told me in school when I witnessed to them, when I get older, I'll serve the Lord. Not now, Daniel. I want to get out and party. I want to get out and have a good life. And as far as I know, some of them died and went to hell without a testimony. Died lost. But they didn't die without hearing about the cross and hearing about Calvary and hearing about Jesus. Oh, my.
Jesus.
Come on now.
Jesus.
What's it going to take? What's it going to take for some folks? This ain't a fairy tale. This ain't a make-believe. This is reality. You live, then you die. And eternity's long. Eternity's forever and ever. As they sing another line here, say to God, let's pray. Come on.
Jesus.
Let's seek the Lord.
Yes,
you feel like coming? You're lost. Come on down. Won't you come this morning? We will come.
It's not.